We're actually in middle of a Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, and we forgot to turn you on. So, but Mechila, Salicha Mechila, is anybody out there listening? In the digital world? Yehuda, come a day, Yehuda, you'll be sitting there avidly listening to this. I have yet to meet a second person to listen to it. I've met one.
None of them have this share.
We're ahead of the whole world. We're the first share, so anybody can hear it.
Well, he posted this 3 weeks later.
Oh, that's a problem. That is a problem. Prepare for next month. So he starts 5:30 or something. Sorry? Yeah. Who in New Zealand does Brad Dafyemi?
No, he starts about 5:30.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, let's do a little bit of that just to give you an idea. See, he says, L'in halacha. About 7-8 lines in the wide lines, big word l'inyan. Well, l'inyan halacha pasuk hanogi, the very wealthy man, Rabbeinu, the aristocrat, Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi, b'shem Rab Amram Goinzal, the halacha kishmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel, that a woman has rights. But this halacha, this is unbelievable, how topical it is today, and if they find out the other opinion that women have no rights, and that women, but the opinion women have no rights. It's going to be very difficult to explain to the Western world today. The Afagav, even though the Plutayu Hochalinian Yisuda, the arguing regarding a Nedin, right? Whether the and the halacha is like Rav when it comes to Yisuda, Afil Hochi, nevertheless, Kiva, the Ike Plutayu, but Dina Talia. The primary machlaik is not about Nedin. The primary machlaik is when a husband and a wife, who owns the goods? Who's actual owner of the goods? Because it comes to dini mamnes, we follow Shmuel. That's one view. Another thing is Rav ends up following Rameir, and Shmuel ends up following Rachamim. And generally, we always try to follow the majority. Furthermore, the sugin ba'alma kishmuel, the general sugi follows Shmuel. Generally throughout Shas, we don't have to have two clauses. It's enough to say, I'm giving it to you on the condition that your husband doesn't have a share in it, and I don't have to add, and only the food that you're going to put into your mouth. I can make that clause, and it belongs to the woman. If she set aside an animal, her animal. The machshin, we ask, how can she set aside an animal for a korban masha konzi isha konabayla? Umeshana, we answer, she mikatze meisasa. He gave her a piece of dough, a certain amount, and then she had some left over. And that left over, she denotes as a mincha, and they're hers. Vinami the akni lo achar mona. Somebody else gave her $100. Amenash eilu bayal shuzben. The husband has no right, and you don't add the clause that she has to put it in her mouth. This rebel kid is only when he does not eat from his father, not from his mother, that his father and his he has to steal money from his father and his mother and be a glutton. Upachin and imam and all we asking him as a question. What does the mother have money from? Masha konsi ishi kona bailo. Mishani answer. Ki going to akni lo acha. Someone else gave it to her. Amenas she ein le bailo the shoes behen. So we see clearly, just saying that phrase on the condition you have is enough. Everyone agrees that they say the woman owns things, but by right she should give it to the husband because he provides for her, so he should give it. But if someone gives on the condition not to have the husband, then the husband's out of it. Exactly.
And on the other hand, even if she has, but if you still don't think
that
she has also
loved it. That's right. Chain pasuk harab rabbeinu Moshe bar Nachman zal the Ramban pasuk this way. Ulefizek yamalo if he says to Menashe ain lebayr shuz behem belchud mahani. It's enough to say your husband has no share in it. Abo rabbeinu tam and the Raivi pasku kerav. They pasking like Rav because this is Iser and Iser we follow Rav that everything the woman has belongs to the husband and you cannot give her anything without the husband owning it. Shunle pluktayu hocha gabe nedorim because they hold the main Iser machleik is here by nedorim the Isurininu the kaimelon the hilchah kerabi Isurin. We follow Rav when it comes to Iser. Ulefizel mahani doesn't help. Ella ki amlo. He has to say two things to her. Al menashe ain lebayl shul ben. Husband, notice shoes here, Ella mashat nesebich, and furthermore, only what you place in your mouth. That's him. The Rambam mitzvahs adedech. The Rambam finds a common thread through this argument. She pasak yishmol. He taka paskin like Shmuel. No, the main thing is dinim. Ella she kased l'shmol. Now mitati binen. Even Shmuel will be made that you need two clauses: that your husband has no share and that you place in your mouth. I am anashe in the bayit of chesuz behen. Uma sheat asi shehuza mashatit yasi do shehuza mefar shilah. What do you mean? How's it work? The Rav Shmuel, baha pligi, he holds a little different. You know what Rav Shmuel is? Rav sover the high did not get mastisin on his bicha. Why is the Mishnah limit only that you place him out of dafke who is dafke? The lish nachrin ele mahani be. No other expression would work. The yomanami mashititzi. I see if she would have said whatever you do, is yours. Kari as a bow. The husband would take it back. Shmuel sover. Shmuel holds lav dafke. Shmuel holds lav dafke. Who adinami mashititzi. See if he adds the clause, whatever you do is good enough to leave it with her. The Rambam agrees you need two lashonis. You have to say your husband has no right, and then you say, and I want you to do something with it. I need to make it stronger hers. But what do you tell her? So according to Rav, you have to tell her exactly only what you're going to put in your mouth. According to Shmuel, tell her anything. Do whatever you want with it, but I want you to do something with it. So these two clauses, your husband has no right, and I want you to do something with it, is enough to keep Rav, to keep it in the family. So that's what the argument is. I vehikshol of the ask on the Rambam. What do we add? B'med amola mashatitzi asi. What we do whatever you want with it. What does that really add to the equation? Isn't that the same thing as saying I don't want your husband to have anything to do with it? So therefore, do whatever you want. I understood the reason of the Rambam is mashudchi amola mashatitzi asi. If you tell her, do with it whatever you want. Ledidei nami lo yohav lelegamrei. As if he's saying, I'm not giving it to you completely. He's not saying they're totally yours. It's yours in order to do something. The name of the Alta Zacha Behem Baal. In other words, if I would have said to the woman, it's totally yours, then according to one opinion, it's the husband straight away. But if I said to her, it's yours to do something with it, when does it really become hers? When she does something. She could do whatever you want, but before she does that thing that she could do, it's still the person, the givers. So the husband has no right to it. When does the husband have right to it? When it becomes hers. When does it become hers? Only when she did something. So therefore, the husband can't. That's the word. It's not yours. It's not yours only as far as you can do this with it. Just like Rav said that if you say specifically to eat, it helps because the husband has no share. I'm not specifying one thing. I'm telling her to find the item that she wants to use. What am I saying? It helps. That it's not hers really until she actually does it for that purpose. Only for that thing alone. That's the word. Another whole different way of learning. They're not arguing with Rav Shmuel and Machlis Amechachamim. Whether the woman owns something. Even if you hold a woman does not own anything that belongs to the husband, but you could give it to the woman without the husband. When? You say, I don't want the husband to have any part to it. And it doesn't become the woman only when she puts it in his mouth, when she spends it. Because by adding that clause, when she spends it, what you're really saying is it's not yours until then. And then, the husband has no right to it anymore.
Where did the Ran
We'll stop here. The Ran was from the last time I saw him.